Certainly want to thank God for another opportunity to be here. Thank you for what I've already felt. And I had a proud little dad moment for a second up there. My son, when he came up and started singing with us, I'll tell you what, he sings that song everywhere, every day. He can't get enough of it. And I'm just thankful for the time when he'll really understand what that song means. It excites me. It makes me long for it. I can't wait to see him walking out, but I can't wait to see somebody else walking out today either. Just because it's my son doesn't mean I'm partial. I want to see anybody go to heaven. I want to see anybody get saved. It blesses our hearts and it blesses our souls, and it gives us something to push forward and to long for and to want to see. Because when I got saved, all I wanted to do was to see everybody else get saved. That's the kind of love that God puts in your heart. I never understood love until I felt Him for myself. I never understood why everybody loved each other so much. I couldn't grasp my mind around it, because I wasn't a lovey kind of person. I wouldn't give you a hug. I wouldn't say hi. I didn't care whether you liked me or not. But when God got a hold of my heart, and when He saved me, I just started hugging everybody. And everybody around here knows that I'm a hugger. I can't help it. But I wasn't that way before. It's because of God. Anything God does for us is a blessing. I love Him. And turn with me, if you would, to the book of Genesis. Chapter 22. This was alluded to in Sunday school this morning, but this has been on my heart and my mind for probably about 2 weeks. And God finally gave me the liberty to preach it a couple days ago. Genesis chapter 22. We're going to start probably about the fourth verse. It says, then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and then me and the lad go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and took the fire in the hand and a knife. And he went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I. Here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide Himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And so they went both of them together. And you can be seated, and we thank you for standing with us and reading that. But I began, and it was alluded to today in Sunday school, so if you're in Sunday school, no doubt you know this verse of Scripture. No doubt if you've been in church any length of time, you know about this verse of Scripture here. But I began to think about that word provide, and I began to think about how that blessed my heart and it blessed my soul to know that not just for Abraham and his time, but for me and my time, God will provide for me whatever I need. And I began to think, we're going to touch here in just a minute, but I just want you to realize something today, that anything you need in life, God will provide it. Abraham, in this verse of Scripture here, needed a lamb, needed a ram to sacrifice. And we all know the story that Abraham, God came to Abraham and told him that the promise that He had given him when him and his wife thought that they would never have children in here, and lo and behold, God gave him Isaac. Now, here God was asking him to go ahead and give up his son, the precious thing that he held so dear. But God, I believe, had a thought in his mind. And the Bible says that he tempted him to do these things. I want you to realize something. Tempting in that, a lot of times we think of the word tempt or tempted or tempting, and we think it's a negative thing. But I want you to realize something this afternoon, or this evening, rather, that God, sometimes when He tempts you and I, it's not a bad thing. It's something He's trying to prove to us. It's something He's trying to get us to move forward. I believe when God knew in His hearts of hearts that Abraham would do anything He asked. But just to strengthen Abraham's faith, just to strengthen Isaac's faith, maybe even, and his dad, and then God that they served, I believe that He had him go ahead and take his son and go through the motion, so that when they got to the point, and I can just imagine Isaac's mind where it was going when he saw his dad up there with a knife getting ready to stick it right in his chest. I begin to think that Isaac probably was a little worried,
like, oh my gosh, I'm about to lose my own life. What, does my dad even love me? Does he even care? Oh, and then lo and behold, there came a voice out of heaven and says, they told him, do the lad no harm, because I will provide, basically is what he's saying right here when he told him, do the lad no harm. Abraham, you know what he did? The Bible said that he began to look around and he saw a ram and that was caught up in some thicket by its horn. Aren't you glad today that when God, when you need God the most, when you need God in your darkest of time, when you need God in your lowest of low, when you look around and you look at your situation, he has provided already. I believe in my heart of hearts that when Abraham and Isaac were walking up the hill, when they got to the spot where God went ahead and told him to make the sacrifice, I believe they walked by that ram. I believe God, in his own ways, blinded Abraham's eyes because if Abraham saw that ram stuck in the thicket, I believe he would have gone ahead and did that anyway. Oh, but God wanted to test Abraham, wanted to put him to the test and put him to the point where he was going to see if Abraham really trusted him. Aren't you glad today that even when we think that our life is in shambles, if we would look around, we would see that God is going to provide today. I want you to know, I believe that with every fiber of my being, that God let Abraham walk right by that ram, and Isaac walked right by that ram, so that when the time was right, when Abraham came to himself and he realized where he was, that he would see that God would always come through today. I want you to realize something today. No matter what you're going through in life, no matter where you're at, socially, economically, spiritually, maybe even socially, sometimes I don't understand the world the way that it is. But thanks be to God above, I don't have to understand the world because the God that I love provides what I need today. I want you to realize that Abraham here, I already told you that Abraham and his wife, that they'd been visited by a couple beings, and they told him in due time, it'll be that Sarah conceive and you'll have a child. And the Bible says that Sarah laughed within herself. But I want you to realize something today. What the world views as impossible, it's not possible. It's not impossible with God. One of the beings even said, I believe it was God himself. He said, is anything impossible for me? Aren't you glad today that even when we second guess God's power, he can show us and he can lead us to know that there's nothing that he won't do today. Hey, Sarah was way up in her age. As the Bible says that she was way past her time to conceive. Oh, but thanks be to God above that there are some supernatural things going around. And God made it possible for Abraham and Sarah to get what they needed. Aren't you glad today that when God gives you what you need, he does it fully today? I believe 100% in my life that when Isaac was there when Isaac was down there and he was getting ready to go ahead and end Isaac's life, I believe 100% of my mind that Abraham, maybe he had some second thoughts, or maybe he wondered why. But the Bible says that after God told him that he was going to do such a thing, the next verse says that he woke up early in the morning and he got everything together. And they went ahead and went about what God was having them to do. I want some faith like Abraham today. I want some unction like Abraham. He didn't quit. He didn't turn back. He did not give Isaac up to God. But I want you to realize something today. I think even maybe Sarah might sing a song, something along those lines about giving up in Isaac. Aren't you glad today that everything in our life is God's anyway? So if to do something with us, we'd better do something with it today. Hey, do you remember the night or the day or the afternoon when God called you out of your sin? Oh, but thanks be to God above salvation that He put in your heart, that salvation that He put in your life isn't supposed to stay inside. It's supposed to bubble out and to go out and to let people know that God is real and that He loves and that He'll save. Oh, thanks be to God above. If I wanted to keep that inside of me, I wouldn't be able to. Oh, but God calls us to do work with our faith. Aren't you glad today that the Bible preaches that it's not by works, lest any man should boast? Oh, but there's a spot in the Bible that lets it, that tells them out because of the faith that they have, that they've been put into good works. Today, hey, we can look around at the situations in our life or the situations inside of our church or maybe you personally, and we could be upset, and we could kind of sit down and we could be in a bump on the log, Brother Harold, or we could take what God gave us and do everything in our power to give it back today. Hey, that's all Abraham was doing. That's all he was just doing, what God told him to. I believe in his mind, he knew. He obviously knew. Because the boys that he took with him, he told them, hey, you guys wait right here, and me and the boy will return. Aren't you glad today that even though Abraham may have not understood what God's plan was, he trusted God's plan, and he knew that God would provide. I want you to know something. Hey, it don't matter what you're going through. It don't matter where you are. It don't matter what you've done. God will provide you something in your life. And we all know that this here is a picture of Christ. This here, no doubt in my mind, was something that God put in the old Bible to allude to the New Testament. I want you to realize something today. There's already, when you're set up in your heart and you're being weighed in the balances and the sin in your life finds you wanting and you realize that you're lost without God, oh, thanks be to God above, God could righteously kill you right then. Oh, but thanks be to God, somebody out of somewhere says do them no harm. There's already been something given. There's already been somebody given up. There's already been a sacrifice made. His name is Jesus, and He died for their sin. Aren't you glad today? When Jesus spoke in your behalf, and He became your mediator, and He told, oh, thank God, He told judge, jury, that they don't need to die. I died for them. I want you to know that and God had already provided everything you need, or you would need. I'll be honest with you here tonight. If we could just bask in the fact that we're saved and not going to hell no more, we would be a happy people. Oh, but the world that we live in beats us up and tears us down. But that don't mean that our salvation loses its luster. It means we need to cling to it more and trust it more and believe it more as we see the day approaching. Oh my goodness, I want you to know that if there's anything you need, God's got it. When I think of being something being provided, I think of it being freely given. Because other times when I would go into work, I worked in factories and things, they'd provide a hard hat, they'd provide a set of glasses, a pair of boots. Sometimes if it was loud enough, they'd give you earplugs so you didn't hurt your ears. And when I began to think about how God provides things in our life, to make it easier on us, to forget about the world. When the devil tries to rain down those fiery darts, if you got the right equipment on, I like the, I like that, like Ephesians tells us, that if you got the shield and you got the breastplate and the helmet and your feet shod with the gospel, and your loins girded, there is nothing you need to fear. All we got to do is push on and do our part. God's already provided protection. He's already provided salvation. He's already provided a home. He's already provided somebody that would walk with us. Oh, thanks be to God above. If we would look at the provisions in our life that God has given, we would push on today. Let me tell you something. I love you more than anybody in here. I appreciate this church more than you'll ever know. From a young age, I've been able to look around and run more often than not, just like my little boy and my little girl. I started off running around this church, stealing candy from people and hugging, sitting with some people around here. Oh, but now that I'm older, and now that I can see you in the way that God sees you, thanks be to God for some people who took the provisions of God and did something with them. I can remember being in Barb's class. I was just listening to how she used to tell me the stories and being dumbfounded. I thought she was the smartest person on the planet. I can remember that. Oh, and thanks be to God. When I was in Mike's class, just looking at Mike and thinking, wow, I want to be like him someday. You'll never find somebody as humble as that man right there. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. As I got older and as I began my journey as a Christian, I didn't just like you as people anymore. I love you and I cared about you because we have a common goal and we have a common denominator, and that's Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God that He provided me some pillars in my life that I can look up to today. That's what you've all been to me. I want you to know that today. I love and appreciate everybody in here. Oh, but I want you to know, it's not anything that you've done. It's God through you. I can remember listening to James. I'll get up there and sing. And this, some of the ones that have gone on to be with the Lord are some of the ones that don't go to church anymore. And just think about it. Wow, they sing real pretty. Oh, but thanks be to God. And when I understood the songs for myself, and God provided something for me, I want you to know something today. I'm trying to encourage you to push on. You don't know who you touch. You don't know what you do in somebody's life. Oh, but if you just bask in the presence of God and His provision, you will bless somebody today. I want you to know, you know what? That lamb or that ram that was caught up in the thicket, no doubt took a load off Abraham's mind. Oh, but thanks be to God above. How little did he know that the likeness to Christ that it would be. Thanks be to God for the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth. Oh, praise be to His name that I don't have to go to hell anymore. And He provided a way for me. Oh, the Bible says that a straight and narrow be the path, and few there be that find it. Oh, but the Bible says that broad is the road to destruction. Oh, and there's a lot of people on that road. And it's our job with the provisions of God just to go and do what we can and to learn how to, hey, we don't have to be like the world. We're in the world, but we're not of it. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. The Bible said that Christ came, and He told them that He didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. In other words, He didn't come to do anything other than to save people and set them free. And let me tell you something, that's what we gotta do. We gotta do our part with what God gave us so that somebody else can when you get set up in the army, back in the Bible anyway, when you'd get set up in the army, they'd give you some armor and they'd fit it to you and they would make sure that it fits you so that you were able to do your job. Aren't you glad today that when God provided you your salvation, He made sure it fit just right so that you could do your job. Thanks be to God above. I'm glad I'm one that's been set up in that number today. Man, it's coming in. It's coming out. It's going in. I hope you're getting something tonight. But I want you to realize something today. If you just rest in the provisions of God, what kind of things does God provide? We've already talked about how Abraham, that God provided him a ram so he didn't have to kill his own son. But I began to think about some of the other spots in the Bible, how God, he provided the children of Israel a path out of danger. We preached about it a little bit ago, but I couldn't get it off my mind about how God provided for them. And he gave them a safe passage away from the Egyptians. And thanks be to God above, even though the Egyptians were on their tail, and Israelites saw no way out, thanks be to God above, the Bible says that with a mighty blast of his nostril, God made a way. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad for the times that you get to walk on dry ground? The world doesn't understand how you're doing it. They don't gotta. They just let them watch, and maybe they'll try to take the journey with you. Thanks be to God above that God provides a way when there is no way today. Those children of Israel there, they started off on that journey. They didn't know. They had an idea of where they were going to be headed. But thanks be to God, I believe they didn't prepare for what was in front of them. But thanks be to God, there's a God that doesn't just give us a path. He provides us ways through the path. Thanks be to God above that when we think that there's no way about it, God makes a way today. Hey, do you? So God makes a way. God makes a way when there's no way, Brother James. But not only that. God provides manna, or God provides food or water or whatever, even in the wilderness. Because we know that when the children of Israel were in the wilderness, that God fed them manna from above. And now I don't know if you know this or not, but manna was food that the angels got to eat. So God was giving them something straight from heaven. Aren't you glad today when we get to chew on something from heaven? Thanks be to God. I don't have to live by bread alone. I've got something in my heart that's from heaven that feeds me every day. Hey, even in this wilderness where we walk, even though sometimes we lose our way, that's exactly what happened to the Israelite people. Do you realize that from when they left Egypt, when they would walk into Canaan, they was only supposed to take them 2 weeks, and they spent 40 years in the wilderness. But I want you to realize something today. Only because they didn't believe what God said. So let's take a note here, and let's not do that. And let's trust God, and God will provide our path, and He'll set us apart from the world. But thanks be to God. Back in Egypt, don't you realize that some of the people from Egypt began to walk with them? Aren't you glad today that if we are doing our part, somebody else might start walking today? Hey, so God provided for him in the wilderness. But that's not the only time. The Bible says that There's a fellow named Elijah who was running from somebody for what reason, I don't know. Because God had just done a great work in him. Oh, but that's how our mind is. I want you to realize something today. Oh, you may be on cloud nine, top of the world. Oh, but when the world tries to break you down, sometimes you fall. Oh, but here's Elijah here, even at his lowest of low. And the Bible said that God told him to get by the brook. And said the raven will give him food to eat every day. Aren't you glad today that God provides a safe place? God provides somewhere for you to hide out when the world's against you, when the world's trying to tear you down. Get by the brook. Oh, don't you? Isn't it Psalms chapter 1 that talks about being like a tree planted by the water? That's what I want to be. Oh, wherever the water of life is, when it's ebbing by and when it's flowing freely, that's where I want to plant myself. That's where I want to be put. And thanks be to God, there's some living water flowing through Riverside today. I can't remember how long Riverside's had its doors open, but it's been a long time. Why? Because this place has some room. This place, it's just full of water. Aren't you glad of that today? I want you to realize something tonight. That when you look around at the world, Brother Chester, and you see that there's nothing but turmoil, there's nothing but hatred, there's nothing but malice, thanks be to God that I can get by the water, and I can have provisions from God, and He'll feed me until it's my time to move today. Don't you know, Elijah, the Bible says eventually the brook dried up because there was a drought in them. There was a drought around the land. There's a drought everywhere. But it was time for Elijah to move anyway. The Bible says that that there was a lady down a little ways on that needed his help. So the brook dried up, and he began to walk around his way. And we know that Elijah found her, and she was picking up sticks to make her last meal, and her son and her were going to be dead. Oh, but thanks be to God, that little woman, she probably had no idea that Elijah was going to be. I know she didn't, because he caught her off guard. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, that Elijah, God had a plan in his life. Now that's you and me. In this instance, we're Elijah. Oh, but thanks be to God that God, when in his perfectness in the way that he is, he provided the world with a way to get the message out. Aren't you glad today that we're like Elijah? We're just doing our part with God, and we're walking along. Oh, but thanks be to God that God provided that woman an extra meal because of Elijah today. Oh, so don't ever think that you're not doing it. Don't ever think that you're not a part of God's plan. Don't ever think that you're not good enough. Because if you look at Elijah's life, you can grow from it. And you can see that God's going to use you in your life today. Elijah got used in many different ways. There was a spot on Mount Carmel against the prophets of Baal. There was this little lady right here. Oh, but the Bible says that Elijah got caught up in a chariot of fire. Oh, but somewhere between then and between that time and this time, he met a guy named Elisha. We'll get there in a minute. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. You may feel you're not being used. You may feel like you're not going anywhere with God. But let me tell you, and let me charge you with this. God's provided a way for the world to find out about Him. And it's you, church. It's your voice. It's your mouth. It's your walk with God. It's what you can do with God put it, with what God put down inside of you. We gotta share it. And we gotta tell the world, because they won't find it by themselves today. I got lost that I needed to get saved. Not me. I can't save them. Oh, but I know a guy who can. I know a fellow who can do the job, and he does it right the first time, and he ain't got to come back and do no repairs. Thanks be to God. Oh, when God does something, he does it right today. Do you realize it? The Bible spots that we're talking about here, everybody was in a deficit of something. More often than not, it was they lacked something in their life. Elijah, it was his faith. Oh, but I want you to realize something. That woman there, she was lacking something she didn't even know she lacked. And it was the knowledge of God. Oh, but thanks be to God above, because of you being saved by God's grace. You can go out and tell the world about him, and other people could be like that woman. I would be set up because of the love of God today. Do you remember that? You were jumping all over the Bible today, but that's okay. Do you remember the woman that Jesus found by the well? The Bible says that he began to talk to her, and she said, "What are you talking to me for? I'm a Samaritan woman. We don't have no dealings." Oh, but God wasn't there for her heritage. God wasn't there for what she was. He was there because he knew what she could be. Thanks be to God above. Oh, that if we do our part, God can reach people that we'll never be able to reach today. God provided her with a new life. Are you kind of starting to see where I'm trying to get here and God's trying to get all the ways in our lives that God provides for you and I? Oh, but I want you to realize something. I'm jumping back to Moses for a second. I don't know why, but we have to. Do you realize that because of Moses, that God's people were set free? Oh, but not only that, because of Moses, Pharaoh saw the power of God. Whether he decided that it was truth or not, he still saw the power today. Moses told God on the backside of the bush, or the backside of the mountain, on the burning bush, he didn't understand why he wanted to use him. He had a stammer tongue. In other words, he wasn't good with speech. He didn't have eloquent talk. He probably had a stutter or something like that. Oh, but thanks be to God above. Oh, when we get ourselves out of the way and we let God do the talking, oh, there won't be nothing go wrong. I want you to realize something today. If we're going to do our part with God, we're going to take what God gives us and we're going to give it to the world today. You can't give them what you got, Stella, but you can sure tell them where they can get their own. That's just like that. I always said that to get back to the woman at the well. Do you realize what happened to that woman at the well? The Bible said that when she was done talking to Christ, she went back into the village, no doubt, with a little pep in her step and a little smile on her face. And she told the people, "You got to meet this man that I've met. And he's told me everything I ever did. And he wants to help you." Aren't you glad today that we can do that same thing? If we believe and we trust and we obey what God's provided for you and I today. James, come get a song. We're almost done. A little bit more. I want you to know, I hope you're getting something tonight. Hopefully you can see where God's provided all these things and you can apply it to yourself and apply it to your life. I want you to know something today, though. All these things that we've been talking about had nothing to do with mankind. Everything was done by the power of God or God himself or somebody through God. What I'm trying to get you to understand is I can't do anything without him. For God, he provides me strength. He provides me courage. He provides me joy. He provides me with a safe place. We've already talked about that. What's the safe place? You realize that when Moses wanted to see him and God told him, Moses, you can't see me or else you'll die. Nobody's ever been able to look on my countenance. But he said, I'll put you in a cleft of a rock and I'll allow you to see my hinder parts. It made a difference in Moses' life. Moses saw God incarnate. He saw the one true God. And it changed him. What'd it do? His countenance was different. The Bible says when he came walking off the mountain, I can almost imagine he had a grin from either ear to either ear. No doubt the Bible even says that his face shined so bright that they were afraid of him. Man, when you get in touch with God and you meet with God, it's going to show on you. And the world's not going to understand. They're going to be afraid of it. You know what they made Moses do? They made Moses cover his face up. The world tries to make us do things to cover up what we got. You know what we got to do, though? Shine brighter. Why don't we stand? As they begin to sing, I'll say this much. God provided you a way when there was no way. He provided you a sacrifice. He provided you a way to get salvation. He gave you provisions in the wilderness. He gave you a safe place to hide when the world is trying to get at you. And he provided you with the work to do that you can go out and you can share the love of Christ with other people. What am I trying to get you to understand tonight? Friends, it's our job as the believers of Christ, the followers of Christ, the sons and daughters of God, to spread the gospel. You realize that how when the three Hebrew children, they were in the line, or the Daniel was in the lion's den, and another spot there was three of them, they were thrown in a furnace. God was with each party at their own respective time, and he provided protection for Daniel and for the children, the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But you see what happened because of it? The kings saw the power of God. You may not understand why you're in the situation you are. Let me tell you this. Maybe you're where you're at right now to prove God's power to somebody else, so that God can provide them with an example in their life that he can do all things. You may think, why am I in the wilderness? Why am I walking around here? Why am I doing this? Maybe it's just to strengthen them. Or, you know, the Israelite people, when they got to the Red Sea, they began to get mad at Moses. And they started to yell at him, why'd you bring us out here just to die? We were better off in Egypt. Realize that they didn't see what God was about to do until he did it. They thought for sure we're dead. We're dead meat. But they should have known their God like I know him, and know that he would always make a way. Are you lost? God provided you a lamb. His name is Jesus Christ, and he came and bled and died for your sin. And he's alive now and alive forevermore to be your way out. The way out of what, Dylan? Hell? Death? Pain? Torment? Loneliness? All these things are what happens when you're not saved. Let me
me tell you something, though. When you get saved and you truly get God in your heart and in your life, all of that stuff goes away. And He sets up a newness of life in your heart. He provides a new way, a new life, a new hope. Just because you trusted Him enough to come and pray. Please. Just one more verse, maybe even just the chorus. What are you going to do with God today? What will you do with Him? He's already provided you whatever you need. Whether that be salvation, or direction, or a way through an obstacle that you can't see a way through. Or provisions when there's a drought. This world is dried up, church. They're dried up. They're dead. But we're by a brook. And God feeds us every day. Maybe you're doing what you're doing to help somebody else. Do it to the best of your ability. Just be the best. Be the best God-fearing Christian, God-loving person you can, and it'll change somebody else's life. What will you do with Him? What will you do? What's going to be? God for the service. Thank God for everything that happened. Hope and pray.